water and council tax are some of the costs set to go up from tomorrow. A 32-year-old from London has become the first woman to travel solo across Baffin Island in Canada. Camilla Hempelman-Adams faced temperatures of minus 40 and 50-mile-per-hour winds on her 150-mile journey. She also finished a day quicker than expected. Manchester City are through to the FA Cup semi-final. They beat Bournemouth 2-1 yesterday and will now face Nottingham Forest at Wembley next month. Aston Villa beat Preston 3-0 and will face Crystal Palace in their last four tie. And Blake Lively has been spotted working at a donut shop in Connecticut. She's said to be friends with the owner, so went along to help out.
Capital Weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A chilly start in London, but turning warm and sunny later and staying dry with highs of 16. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast. All right then, cheeky chops, it's Capital Breakfast. It's 8 o'clock. It's Jordan, Chris, and Sean for your Monday morning. And what a huge show we've got for you today.
Yeah, we are going to do something all together which could save lives today. So we want you to get involved. After 9 o'clock today, we are saying balls to Monday. Yes. So it's going to be a takeover hour of the show. We're encouraging the UK to go check themselves. This is after my diagnosis that happened a few weeks ago. So we want you to make sure you've got the radio on whenever you get to work. Maybe you can download Global Player. It's the official Capital app. And from 9 o'clock, this is a shout out to any boss that is listening right now and is up for encouraging people that they work with to get involved in Balls to Monday. Let us know if you're going to be sort of facilitating that in your office or your workplace, and we can give you a little shout out, okay? So basically though, 9 o'clock, Balls to Monday. We're going to go for it today.
Yes, Balls
exactly.
to Monday.
We're doing it the Capital way as well. Of course, we don't want this to be too heavy. We're trying to remove the stigma of it all. So we're going to have a laugh this hour. And of course, we've got Alison Hammond yes. coming up. Best laugh yeah. in the business. She's on the way next. Capital.
Like minus 4 degrees and I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be?
I'm too clever, and then I'm too-
Breakfast. This is Capital.
Baby, born a Birkin. He's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. Party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. In comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord,
tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. Got the bottom of a bottle, don't mix me. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Shaboozy. Bar song on Capital Breakfast at 7 minutes past 8 on your Monday morning.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby. Capital Breakfast.
From Hollywood A-listers to Hollywood handshakes, our next guest has seen it all. She's been telling Dermot to sit, stay, and read the autocue for years. So her new show is a total walk in the park. Give it up for National Treasure, Alison Hammond.
Yes. Guys, you're funny, you are, Jordan.
Oh, thank you.
That's a good intro.
Thank you. I write my own gags. So, look, we've got to start. You are looking fab at the moment, Bab. You look so good.
Thank you.
Really, really
50, babe. Fab at 50.
I know. I actually what you can't want. Believe it. You don't age.
I can't believe it, to be honest with you. When I actually turned 50, I was like, is this for real? I feel exactly the same as what I felt when I was 20 years old.
Really?
There's no difference now. Not at all.
And didn't you have like a Bridgerton party or you were going to or something?
I was
like
going to have a we had a little discussion. Me and Judy Love, we had a little discussion. And we were like, but you know what? I'm still in my 50th year. It can still happen, Jordan.
Exactly.
It can still happen. I may be planning it.
Oh.
But where are we going to get those outfits from?
Oh, surely you can call it. I mean,
I don't know where you get a Bridgerton outfit from. Where are you going to get it from? I might have to have mine made.
Yeah. Well, you've got David in that art department. He'll sort you out this morning.
That's a very good point.
He's very good, isn't
David,
he?
David, get on it.
He's a good egg him. I spilled coffee all down my brand new white shirt and he took it off me, put it in the washing machine and got it stained out within half an hour.
Did
washed,
he?
Washed and dried, mate.
It's got a quick wash.
Yeah.
This morning they've got everything. Quick wash, dryer. What more do you need?
But we're not here to talk about this morning, are we?
No, Jordan. We're here to talk to Alison about the second series of For the Love of Dogs, of course, which is, am I right, it's back tomorrow, 8:30 ITV. This must be one of your favourite shows to do.
Do you know what? It's one of the best shows you could ever do. It's therapy. You know, it's not a glam shoot, but it's, I can be in my normal clothes.
Yeah.
I'm with the dogs. I get all my cuddles. I get all my love. Dogs are so forgiving. And a lot of these dogs have had horrible life. they still love humans. They still carry on. They're so forgiving of humans, and that's what's so beautiful.
How do you not end up adopting or taking them home? That must be the hardest bit.
Well, you know, I'm here, there and everywhere. That's the thing. I wouldn't be there for my dog. And that's a lot of the reasons why those dogs come into Battersea, because the owners can't look after them. Mm. And at this time in my life, I just could not have a dog. I just couldn't do it because of my lifestyle at the moment. But I'm not saying it's not going to happen, babes, in the future. And if I did have a dog, it's coming from Battersea without a doubt, because I just love them. But I would foster without a doubt. Fostering's lovely. Yeah. It's a lovely thing to do.
Well, and it gives the
dog a little break from the kennel. They come and live in a lovely home. So if you can foster, come and do it.
That's a really good idea, isn't it? Do you know what else I'm loving you on as well?
Wow.
That smart TV with
Beckett. Oh, it's so funny.
You three are so good together with Josh Widdicombe. Honestly, I laugh out loud every single time
it's
I watch
so
it.
So good. It's the only show my son watches of me.
Really?
He absolutely loves it. It's the only one Aidan loves. He will go and watch smart TV without me. He's watching smart TV without a doubt.
Well, you flirt with every single panel.
I don't. Says who? Says who, Sean?
I swear you get the best looking panel, because every time I'm like, she's got another hunky guy on the end.
Maybe I have a little bit of influence.
Hey, I'll tell you what show that I really would love to see make a comeback. Hole in the Wall.
Oh yeah,
me too.
Yes. Really?
Me too.
It's kind of show I could
show
see
to come back.
I could imagine you really hosting something like that.
Can
Alison?
You believe that came out in the paper? I mean, like, who knows? I may be doing a pilot. I may be not.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I obviously wouldn't promote it, because you never know with a pilot. No. The point of a pilot is I might be rubbish at it. Mm. And I might go, do you know what? We need Jordan instead. We don't need Alison Hammond. We need Jordan to do this show.
So true. There's a show on the telly now that started this weekend. I piloted for it. They've gone with someone else. I thought,
it happens all the time.
Oh, it got commissioned then.
Which one was that?
99 to B. It's class as well.
I think I went free as
well. Okay. That makes me feel better. Oh, that makes me
I did a pilot for that as well.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Wait, so who got it? Not Stephen Mulhern, was it?
The best thing to do, Jordan, is pretend like, you know, it wasn't for me.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
I go, do you know what? I did the pilot, but it wasn't for me. And if I don't get Hole in the Wall, I'll be like, do you know what?
It wasn't.
I looked at it and it wasn't for me.
You see the headline, it wasn't for me.
It wasn't for me.
Says Alison.
Okay, right. We want you to stay there, Alison, because we've got a little surprise for you next. For the Love of Dogs is back on the telly from 8:30 tomorrow on ITV. And Alison, stay there, because we're chatting more to you next.
This is Capital.
Hey guys, it's Tate McRae here.
Capital.
Capital.
Capital Breakfast.
Take your jeans, take your hand off me. Oh, girl, it's easy. I can't take no more, I'm going weak in my knees. Would you put those keys? We can show and see. We can show and see. I think you know what this is. I think you know.
UK's number one hit music station.
Capital Breakfast.
Big smile, it's been a while since I've been in a crowd like this. Stay off the wall, don't think, just talk. Pray no one says a name I miss. I'm drunk here in the bathroom light, I'm checking my phone just one more time, in case you hit me with an on goodbye. And I fix myself up in the mirror and walk out with this beer. Even though they see me here, I'm not at this party. I'm back in your backseat, you're pulling it over. You just had to have me, and I can't hear this music, cause I'm hearing you yell. You're so in love with me, but right now you need to work on yourself. And they think I'm moved on with my life, that I'm having a good night out here on this dance floor, just like everybody. In your backseat, you're pulling it over. You just had to have me. I can't hear this music, cause I'm hearing you yell. You're so in love with me, but right now you need to work on yourself. And they think I'm moved on with my life, that I'm having a good night out here on the dance floor, just like everybody.
Not at this party, 17 minutes past 8 on your Monday morning.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North,
Chris Stark,
and Sean Welby.
Back on Capital Breakfast, and honestly, this lady needs no introduction. She apologised when she came in and said, sorry, I'm here again, but it's like, we don't mind, we love having
you.
It's Alison Hammond!
Yeah!
Right, we said we had a little surprise for you, and you know earlier, we asked you if you've ever been tempted to, like, take one of
them. Oh, gosh, loads of, there was one called Poppy I wanted, there was another one called Marble I wanted. Like, and I get properly invested in these dogs, you know what I mean? I phone them up, and I'm like, let me know what's happening. Who's the home? Where's it gone to? Do you know what I mean? I'm absolutely invested. Like, I'll be honest with you. Poppy, when I first met Poppy, was not interested in me. It took me, had to spend hours with Poppy to even for her to just come over to me and take a piece of chicken.
Oh.
It's like one of the hardest dogs I've ever had to, like, get to know.
And it's hard, isn't it? Because, like, Poppy just wants a home. She just needs someone to love her and understand her.
Literally.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Funny you mention her, actually, Alison, because we have a little update.
Ah!
Poppy's got a home!
Oh, it's a nice home as well.
I know!
Lovely sofa. Oh, do you know what? That makes me so... And that's what's so incredible about Battersea. Seeing the whole story. You see them come in. Then you have time with them. And she looks happy.
Do you want to tell, shall I tell you what the family have
Go
said?
On, tell me everything.
So they said, tell Alison she's an absolute angel. She's made herself the queen of the house already, inspired by Alison, they say. We're totally obsessed. She's getting on so well, really settled. Her confidence has grown immensely. She's fantastic on the lead. And she said, I can't tell you how much we love her already. It feels like we've known her for years, not days.
Honestly, we spent so much time with Poppy. It was unbelievable.
She's well sweet.
I'm so happy she's happy.
She's got like a smiling face, that
she's
dog.
She's gorgeous. Yeah. Look at the colour of her.
I know, beautiful dog.
And lovely dog.
It's nice.
I'm so happy.
They've let her on settee as well, because a lot of some owners won't. So it's nice that they've let her on settee.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They should be allowed on the sofa.
I know.
They're part of the family.
They are.
That's the thing with a dog. They are there forever. And the thing, well, they're not there forever, but we know they don't last that long. But ultimately, they become part of your family. When you do lose a dog, I've seen it. Like, people are absolutely distraught.
Yeah.
My mum brought the dog's ashes to my brother's wedding.
Oh, that the dog could be there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he grew up with
us. I've got a friend who's got a necklace, and she's got some of the ashes in her necklace. Oh. It's so lovely.
Right, before we all start.
We'll be crying. Look, stop making us cry, Alison.
We know that you love your four-legged friends, and we've decided to bring you into a game that we usually do on a Tuesday called Pet or Partner. Right? Okay. And it's got this brilliant theme tune. Have a listen to this. You ready, Sean?
Yeah, go on.
Pet or a partner.
Oh,
are you dating? Oh, can you not hear it?
No.
Sorry. Are you on
the
right?
My cams have not been on all the way through.
How have they not?
So funny. Is it plugged in?
Are we on the right setting on here?
I think not plugged in.
We've just found out.
Can you hear that?
I thought it was a bit quiet.
Alison,
all the way through the whole.
I've just Alison's had her headphones on the whole time and didn't know they weren't plugged in.
It's a really dull sound. I'm really struggling. I thought, you know what, 50. I'm getting older. I thought my hearing's going. I thought, oh, do you know what? Just deal with it. Like, at least you can still hear him a bit.
So you couldn't hear? We've just done the whole interview and you can barely hear
us. Literally, I thought it was my hearing gone. I'm so happy it wasn't me. Thank goodness for that.
Right.
I was literally going to go to a hearing test and go, do you know what? I can't really hear very well. I had headphones on him and he didn't work.
He's been in for 10 minutes.
But I could hear you vaguely. Did I do a good interview, Sean? Was it all right?
Right. Oh, dear me.
We are going to do this. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Pet or a partner.
Are you dating Trish or is it your fish?
Pet or a partner.
Is your man called Chuck or is he a duck?
Pet or a partner.
Right, we'll do it next.
Allison, and I'm gonna do this.
Yes! Pet or partner, where we get someone on the phone next and we have to work out if it's their pet or partner. Alison Hammond is joining us as well.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Shop luxury accessories with authenticity guarantee.
Stay strong, feel your best and power through every day with Holland & Barrett, where you'll find a wide range of sports nutrition to fuel your goals.
Want to take your performance to the next level? Try our new Triactive Performance Whey Protein, which is packed with magnesium to help reduce tiredness and zinc to support cognitive function. Plus, it contains copper and manganese to help support your connective tissue.
Find expert advice in-store or online. Holland & Barrett. Be strong for life.
What if cleaning wasn't a chore? What if it was jazz? Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Purdy and Fig, the plant-based cleaning spray that smells so good, you'll forget you're even cleaning. Slide that cloth side to side. Effortlessly glide from room to room. A spray of lavender and chamomile. A spritz of juniper and cardamom. Your home is now transformed into a spa. Visit purdyandfig.com and change the way you clean forever.
Give your family's broadband a spring refresh with EE's ultra-fast full fiber.
How fast we talking?
You'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
That is quick.
And we'll make the switch easy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with one-touch switch, we'll handle it all for you.
Nice.
Plus, it's powered by BT. Switch today and pay nothing for 3 months.
$32.99 from month 4, 24 months. $35.99 from 31st of March 2026. $38.99 from 31st of March 2027. New customers, 50% availability. Terms apply.
Good morning, contestant number one. Place your hand on the buzzer. When does a Greg's breakfast deal hit just right?
I'm all about a bacon roll before lectures. Oh, and a morning coffee on my dog walks.
What a delicious way to start your day. Whatever you get up to, enjoy any breakfast roll and hot drink from just £2.85. Greg's, back some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details. Subject to availability.
Welcome on board Avanti West Coast Standard Premium.
With space to just be. Space to relax with roomier seats and extra legroom. Space on your guaranteed table to read, breathe and let go. Until you stop, obviously. Get from A to Z in Standard Premium. Book now for a more spacious journey on avantiwestcoast.co.uk/standardpremium. Premium. Premium. Decencies apply.
Get up!
Wake up with...
Capital Breakfast.
And get home across London with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
All my friends are here for dinner. Thanks to Dunelm, we've got room. This new table is an extender.
This is so tender.
You're the one that I want. You are the one I want.
Bring in spring with delightful dining furniture delivered in 5 days or less from £50 at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
Capital Travel Update
with Luton Airport Express. 32 minutes on the train to the terminal.
Lottie Morley, what's the latest on the roads?
Hey Jordan, it's slow for about 4 miles on the M40 southbound to High Wycombe. There's been an accident there and a lane is closed for recovery. There are queues on the M25 anti-clockwise from the A405 to Chorley Wood. It's really busy on the M1 southbound to the London Gateway services because a lorry's broken down there. And on the underground, there are minor delays on the Metropolitan, Central and Waterloo and City lines. Southeastern and Thames Link services are delayed via Slade Green as well. More in 20 minutes.
Breakfast.
The way we move, skin on skin. No separation, ain't no conversation. Nah, nah, nah. On everything, it's automatic going 0 to 100. Nah, nah. Riding, wishing the wheels will fall off. Time is ticking, it's taking you too long. Right before I decide to go.
Cause I didn't take you then, oh baby, get out.
Favourite game on the radio. We normally do it on a Tuesdays after nine. We know you're going to love this, Alison. It's called...
Prepare for a partner.
Is your schmooze called Gale or is it a snail?
Prepare for a partner.
Is your lover called Harley or is she a Carly?
Prepare for a partner.
So, Alison, here is how it works. People have been texting in, right? And they put their name of their pet or partner and then something they did. Based on that, we're going to guess, are they talking about their pet talking about their partner?
What a great game.
It's so fun. It's so silly as well.
I love it.
Let's see if you can sniff out the answer or who... Let's see if you can sniff out the answer or who's barking. I'll do that again. Right, on the line, we have Sophie in Reading. Morning, Sophie.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hi, Sophie.
Right. Sophie, give us your statement, please.
Last night, Dex sulked because I told him his breath smelt.
Oh, last night, Dex sulked because I told him his breath smelt. All right.
Right. Okay, so we can ask a question each to try and work out, is this a pet or a partner? Okay, I'll start. What is Dex's favourite meal?
Well, both me and Dex have allergies, so he's on quite a strict health regime. He mainly eats chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice.
Oh, I don't think a dog would eat chicken, do you?
Don't know. Some do, though. Some eat all sorts.
Okay. How does Dex usually wake you up in the morning?
He'd usually, pull back my covers and jump on me.
Okay.
Right, that could be,
That
okay.
could be either.
Interesting.
Go on, Alison, okay. Have a question.
Do you let him kiss you on the lips?
Well, sometimes, but I try not to, because when he does kiss me, it tingles.
It tingles?
It tingles.
What does? What?
I get a little tingling sensation.
Alison, what are your thoughts here?
Do you know what? She doesn't allow it to kiss her on the lips very often because she gets inappropriate tingles. Yeah. So I think it's a pet.
You do?
Do you think Dex's a pet?
Yeah, it's a pet.
Now, we've had a lot of different pets on this show, from horses to fish to hamsters.
So I'm thinking partner, but I think we go with Alison. You tell me.
I'll go with you if you want. No.
On a diet of chicken and rice, jumps on her in the morning.
Pulls the covers
in bed.
Back and jumps on her.
And I think it's a pet.
Yeah, I do.
What are you thinking?
I think it's a dog.
Dog.
All right, okay. Sophie and Reading, we think pet or partner, it's a pet.
It is. Dex is my dog.
Yay! What breed is Dexter?
A cockapoo.
Oh, I love a cockapoo. Love a cockapoo. Why does it tingle then on your lips?
So I think I'm allergic to dog saliva.
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sort of glad that's the answer.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Sophie, thanks for coming on and doing Pet or Partner today. Alison, we absolutely adore having you on the show.
Yes. Thank you for having me again.
Anytime.
You never know. Might be a hole in the wall.
I'm only joking.
You don't know. This is. I can't believe it's even gone in the press because it's so cringe. Because if I don't get it now, that is going to be so bad. I'm going to be like, it just wasn't for me.
But we know what was for you. The Love of Dogs with Alison Hammond returns tomorrow, Tuesday, the 1st of April, 8:30 p.m. on ITV1. Yay! Thank you, Alison.
What's up? My name is Lil Trekker.
Capital
Breakfast.
No, my.
so bad. You spend your cash on a you never had, yeah. I'ma tell me, boy, don't lie. So I ain't gon' slide if that ain't by the bag, yeah. My life changed so fast that I don't even recognize myself from last, yeah. Said she never needed no man, but when she with you, said she needs somebody else. Now I ain't tryna add no pressure, boy, yeah. I know that they all doing extra. She got dark thoughts, send me hits on, yeah. Baby, I be messed up for ya. Said she wanted me to explore her now. Baby, let me get a little toy, yeah. And she got dark thoughts, let me hit some now. Baby, I be messed up for ya. I get dark thoughts too, but I keep them. Shorty got a friend group up, so I jump. Order that I keep it on the low, but I peep them. Nowadays, I'm stuck up in that mode, don't need a re-up. I'm really him, tell her to keep up. Always got that cutter on me, let it creep up, yeah. Oh, they need a squad, they need a team up, yeah. I feel like Scotty got my beam up. No, my dope bag. You spend your cash on a you never had, yeah. I'ma tell me, boy, don't lie. So I ain't gon' slide if that ain't by the bag, yeah. My life changed so fast that I don't even recognize myself from last, yeah. Said she never needed no man, but when she with you, said she needs somebody else. Now I ain't tryna add no pressure, boy, yeah. I know that they all doing extra. She got dark thoughts, send me hits on, yeah. Baby, I be messed up for ya. Said she wanted me to explore her now. Baby, let me get a little toy, yeah. And she got dark thoughts, let me hit some now. Baby, I be messed up for ya. No, my so bad. You spend your cash on a you never had, yeah. I'ma tell me, boy, don't lie. So I ain't gon' slide if that ain't by the bag, yeah. My life changed so fast that I don't even recognize myself from last, yeah. Said she never needed no man, but when she with you, said she needs somebody.
Lil Tecca and Dark Thoughts on Capital Breakfast at 8:36 on your Monday morning. And we're all a bit hyper because Alison Hammond has left the building.
Getting such a massive response to Alison Hammond, though. Everyone loves Alison. What about this message? It's lovely from Rebecca. It says, I woke up this morning after not a lot of sleep as I get really anxious on a Monday. Got into the office, heard your interview with Alison. It's put a smile on my face and made me laugh and snort like a pig. Thank you for making my Monday morning better, Capital. That's lovely, Rebecca. That's what it's all about. That's what we do.
That's what Alison Hammond does. We love having her on the show. She's a friend of the show, and you should definitely watch For Love Dogs because it's so heartwarming. It is. Could that be our new show slogan? Make you laugh and snort like a pig in the morning?
Mm.
It's a bit aggressive, maybe, but...
No, but it's a good quote for, like, under the poster, you know?
You're right, it's a great a great quote, that is.
What about, right, laughs and snorts like a pig and then plays great tracks like this from Girls Aloud.
Oh, lovely.
That's what we do. 1, 2, 3, 4.
on Capital Breakfast. That is what we call a Capital Anthem. You should listen to Capital Anthems on DAB Digital Radio or on Global Player, the official Capital app.
It's so good. I was listening to it this weekend whilst I was driving to Henley. It was great. They just play non-stop bangers. Capital Anthems, check it out. What are you rolling your eyes at?
Just a peek behind the curtain there, isn't it? Like, a lovely weekend in Henley, was it, Posho?
Yes, we were with Rory and the gang, were you?
Yeah, we were.
In your red chinos.
We was, actually.
Oh, good.
We had a game of paddle and I drank some real ale.
You've done a game of paddle?
I've joined the paddle cult, Chris Stark. I'll tell you more about it later, because it's agony this morning.
We're not going to let you get away with this, by the way, because you did give Chris a lot of stick for doing paddle. So don't worry, it's noted, Chris.
It's noted, Jordan, and we will discuss. Look, I just want to shine a light on this thing that we are doing after 9 o'clock today. So we're calling it Balls to Monday. This has all come from the diagnosis that I had a few weeks ago. And the conversations that have happened from that. You guys have been absolute legends in how many messages we've had into the show, to me personally, from a lot of guys who are like, I've gone and checked myself, or I've booked a doctor's appointment. So at 9 o'clock today, we want to put a real focus on it, and we're going to encourage the UK to go check themselves. And I love how many of you guys are getting involved in this and just saying how you're going to go about it at work this morning.
Chris, I tell you why, because you've been so honest, you've been so real about it, you've been so open. I think it's made people think, well, you know, thanks, Chris. Like, you've really let people talk about it without it being embarrassing. I think you've done an amazing job so far. And look, Fraser's message, and this is the kind of thing you've been talking about, Chris. He says, Balls to Monday. I lead a team of 80 people around the world. I work for the UK Foreign Office. In my Monday morning email, I've told everybody about this initiative, Balls to Monday, and I've told people they've got permission to leave whenever they feel most comfortable if they want to check themselves.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
That's amazing, Fraser.
Yeah. And let us know if you're doing the same, because we're going to have a doctor here who explains how you can go about checking yourself and that kind of thing. But most importantly, we're all just going to be part of a conversation. So make sure you've got Capital on 9 o'clock, wherever you are heading this morning.
We are going to do Balls to Monday. And coming up next, we've got our favourite Canadian singer on the way. It's not Celine Dion or Drake.
Bublé.
Not Bublé.
Bieber.
No.
Running out of Canadians.
Ryan Adams.
Tate McRae.
You'll find out.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
From high street staples to designer brands. Shop pre-loved.
People's Postcode Lottery's big spring win is back. In our April draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £25.4 million. Own or rent? Doesn't matter. If your door is in the draw, then you're in with a chance to win. You just need to sign up before midnight tonight. Who knows? You could win a share of £25.4 million. So get your door in the draw. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
For loft conversions and home extensions across London, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk. Simply
Easy. Here's a little lesson from Activia.
Every morning is a special moment for your gut, so help it out with some good stuff.
New Activia Kefir range with authentic kefir grains plus calcium, because a healthy day starts with your gut. Activia contains calcium, which contributes to the normal function of digestive enzymes and to normal energy-yielding metabolism. Enjoy as part of a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle. Activia, your gut is where it all begins.
Being lightning fast is great. Fantastic even. But it's no good if you're not going to be smooth. Suddenly, get a connection that's reliable as well as lightning fast with Virgin Media. Awarded best broadband experience. Switch today. Virgin Media. See what you can do.
Virgin Fibre Areas GWS Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Mickey could try to sell his car privately. Or get it sold today with We Buy Any Car. He could spend days on end trying to sell to a bunch of time wasters. Or sell in a flash and head to the fun fair with the kids. Proper gutted. Or proper impressed. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Oh, well, that's just delicious.
Every Tuesday, we stay in and just eat Gianni's Italian, because you've got to support local.
Because Tuesday's your turn to wash up.
I wasn't aware we had a rota, Stephen.
You wrote it, Bruno.
For date night and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Capital Travel Update.
With Luton Airport Express. 32 minutes to go, no traffic to disrupt your flow.
Morning, Lottie. What's the latest with the travel?
Hey, Jordan. Putney Bridge is closed both ways because of an investigation there. There are severe delays on both sides of the river at the moment. There are queues on the M25 anti-clockwise from the A405 to Chorley Wood after an accident there. It's really busy on the M1 southbound to the London Gateway services because a lorry's broken down. And on the Underground, there are minor delays on the Metropolitan, Central and Waterloo and City lines.
Hi, I'm Chapel Roan.
Is Capital Breakfast.
Ain't got endless on my walls, but I sure know meaning. Calls from the stars and the bars on a Friday night. Other boys may meet a map, but I can close my eyes and have you wrapped around my fingers like.
But I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
everybody's favourite Canadian, Justin Bieber. And sorry, you were right, Sean. It was Justin Bieber and not Bryan Adams that we were playing on Capital Breakfast at 10 to 9 on your Monday morning. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day, by the way.
I'm on edge.
Oh,
because I feel like we haven't spoke about April Fool's Day, which normally means if I'm not in on those conversations, joke's on me.
No, but well, you won't believe what I'm going to say, but I'm not in on any conversations around pranking you, which make me suspicious of both of you.
Well, I'm not in on any conversations, but let's not forget, you did make me dress as Dorothy not long ago, so...
That's why I'm nervous. Anyway, well, I know we've got Jimmy Carr coming in, and that's a given.
Perfect guest for April Fool's. He's going to be on the show tomorrow.
So we will have some laughs no matter what. King of the comebacks. What I like about him is he's sort of really good with hecklers.
Yes.
Isn't he? He's like the master of that. Have you heard about, there's been a comedy club actually recently that's banned certain people coming in to the comedy club for a really random reason. Have you heard about this?
Yes. Oh, it was over the weekend, I think I read about this.
It's one in central London. It's basically put a ban on certain people coming in for a really strange trait.
Certain people.
What do you think it would be?
Mullets.
Mullets?
People banning mullets because it's Aussies usually with a mullet and they're not the... They, if you're not funny, an Aussie will tell you.
True.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
That
and
is
also,
true.
Is it like blocking the view?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a hat. A big hat.
Not a big hat. It's not
an
mullets.
An Aussie would just be there going, not funny, mate.
They banned Aussies.
Yes.
Aussies are not banned. It's an even madder reason. It's actually very funny, this. There's the comedy club. It's in Covent Garden, right? In central London. Is banning audience members that they see queuing up that have obvious Botox.
Shut up.
No,
I'm not
way.
Kidding. Because it's putting certain comedians off that they can't see people's expressions in the
no.
audience.
They're saying that they're blaming people aren't necessarily laughing as much. I'm
blaming Botox. They're blaming Botox, which I think is incredible.
It's true. When you go on Loose Women and you're trying to be funny, you're like, are they laughing or not?
Shut up.
You're like, is this going down well or not?
Stop it.
You don't know. You don't know.
You can't ban it from a comedy club, though.
No,
surely.
Because also I would say that Botox isn't that strong. Like, if they're not getting a reaction, that's their comedy. I'm sorry, that's on them.
I would agree.
Many ladies listening in the North family right now will not be getting entrance into that club in London. That's all I'm going to say.
You are in so much trouble.
I'm just reading about it here. They're even doing expression tests when they check your ID.
If you can't raise your eyebrows, you're not coming in.
Excuse me, love. Can you just put your handbag on there and get that checked? And can you just raise your eyebrows? Sorry. Can you just raise your eyebrows? Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now. Listen, I'm very happy. Yeah. Is this true?
This, right, I've read it because you'd think it was an early April Fool's, right? I also read that it's not a publicity stunt. I mean, that's what you would say if it was one, but
yeah.
Apparently it's not. Apparently this is legit. I mean, we've got to take their word for it, I suppose.
You're in all sorts of bother there then, Jordan, aren't you?
I beg your ampy pardon. I have not.
No, just get... It's all fine.
I have never...
Just the teeth, the tan, the hair... What else?
Here's Sabrina Carpenter on Capital. I'm so mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know. But if you need to reapply, maybe for you, though I could accommodate. I'm flexible, so just tell me what you like. Tantric yoga, baby, namaste. If you don't want me, I'll just deem you gay. But if you need retract my statement. The family WhatsApp group's kicking off, and no North women have, I can confirm or deny, had Botox and would not be denied access into that club that's not allowed Botox.
Yeah, well, no, whatever works. It's all good. Yeah.
Are you going to apologise to loose women as well while you're there?
I would like to apologise to loose women and to Wendy North. She's
Wendy, oh right, you've literally named her, lovely. Your poor mum.
No, wrong. We're, anyway.
There's nothing wrong with it. You do what you want to do.
Exactly. You're just not allowed into certain comedy clubs if you've had Botox now, apparently. It's ridiculous, this day and age. Right, it's coming up to 5 to 9, which means we have got a very special part of the show after 9 o'clock today. It's going to be what we're calling Balls to Monday. It's an hour takeover where we're asking the whole of the UK to check themselves. It's a very important message and it is being captained by our very own Chris Stark. So you need to get to Global Player, the official Capital app. The whole thing is going to be streamed. Balls to Monday is happening from 9 o'clock with 3 songs on the way back to back with no
Wittering in between. Capital.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Discover a huge selection of pre-loved fits.
Good morning, contestant number one. Place your hand on the buzzer. When does a Greg's breakfast deal hit just right?
I'm all about a bacon roll before lectures. Oh, and a morning coffee on my dog walks.
What a delicious way to start your day. Whatever you get up to, enjoy any breakfast roll and hot drink from just £2.85. Greg's, back some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details. Subject to availability.
This Easter at M&S, you can choose from 12 different types of hot cross buns. There's the dippy egg one, a soft and rich cocoa bun with a white and yellow gooey chocolatey centre. The luxury fruited hot cross bun, packed with plump currants, citrus peel and warming spices. And the extremely cheesy hot cross bun, with glorious chunks of red Leicester and cheddar cheese. These are not just hot cross buns, these are M&S hot cross buns, subject to availability.
Give your family's broadband a spring refresh with EE's ultra-fast full fiber.
How fast we talking?
You'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
That is quick.
And we'll make the switch easy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with one-touch switch, we'll handle it all for you.
Nice.
Plus, it's powered by BT. Switch today and pay nothing for 3 months.
$32.99 from month 4, 24 months. $35.99 from 31st of March 2026. $38.99 from 31st of March 2027. New customers, 50% availability. Terms apply.
Being lightning fast is great. Fantastic, even. But it's no good if you're not going to be smooth. Get a connection that's reliable as well as lightning fast with Virgin Media. Awarded best broadband experience. Switch today. Virgin Media. See what you can do.
Virgin Fibre Areas GWS Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
This time last year, Hassan was working in sales and spent his evenings gaming. Now, he's working as a prison officer.
You know what's going to happen, stop working. Let's just go in there.
He's tackled cell fires, got through to some of the most challenging prisoners, and helped support their rehabilitation. He's done things he once thought he was never capable of, but he still loves his gaming. An extraordinary job done by someone like you. Search prison jobs now.
The latest news.
Next. Capital.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more and be protected against future price rises by switching to one of our fixed price tariffs. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, a two-day summit on tackling illegal migration is about to get started in London. Representatives from 40 countries are going to be taking part in the talks focused on people smugglers. Border Security Minister Dame Angela Eagle told Capital collaboration is important.
What we're doing is bringing together countries all along the route to see what we can do with our operational colleagues to bear down on the gangs, to prosecute them.
The government's announced another £33 million towards towards prosecuting smuggling gangs. Donald Trump says he's very angry with President Putin for not agreeing to a peace deal with Ukraine. The US president wants Russia to accept a ceasefire within a month. The proportion of people giving to charity in the UK has fallen to its lowest level in nearly a decade. London is the first region where fewer than half say they donated anything last year. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says their record of reaching seven consecutive FA Cup semi-finals will be hard to beat. They're through to the last four after a 2-1 win over Bournemouth and face Nottingham Forest next. And Seth Rogen says he wasn't told he'd be front and centre for a televised Adele concert. The actor says the cameraman kept panning to him during the gig back in 2021. He says it was a lot of pressure being in the front row with his wife.
Capital weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Cold in London this morning, but it's going to be dry and bright with lots of sunshine later and highs of 16. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast. Yeah. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean on Capital Breakfast on your Monday morning. And in just under a year of this show being on air, I do not think we've ever done something so important as to what is coming up right now.
Yeah, you're right. We are saying balls to Monday.
Yeah, come on.
Let's do this. And by that, we mean for this next hour, we are encouraging the UK, well, to check their balls. So we have a doctor. His name is Dr. Amos. He's here at Capital HQ. He's going to be doing that for our workplace. But he's also going to kind of come on the show and explain how you can examine yourself and give a load of information. But the focus for the next hour is balls to Monday, everyone.
Yes,
absolutely, Chris. And come on, lads, this is about you supporting each other here. So if you want to message in any sort of words of support, or maybe you're getting involved yourself, maybe your workplaces, you can always WhatsApp us on 0345 6000 958.
And don't worry, if you've no idea how to check yourself, we are chatting with Dr. Amos next on the show.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late for dinner's outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, it's to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, Benny, don't do it, you're breaking her heart. Benny, don't do it, Benny, don't do it. But I need to go. It's not. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
And this is Hot So True, your number one hit music station.
Capital Breakfast.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside.
looking in her big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're in.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.